Life is full of surprises. And so often, it seems those moments of happiness we enjoy most are those that take us by surprise. It's not that we grab those moments, but that they seem to grab us. The moment we are grabbed by a surprise message from an old friend, or the minute a sweet smell or a savory taste reminds us of good times long ago, or the second our attention is suddenly captured by the rising of a beautiful moon. Well, the birth of Christ reminds us of the sudden surprise appearing of a heavenly host to the shepherds that lonely night. Indeed, it must have been life-changing to them. But can you imagine the sound of the heavenly chorus announcing the birth of Christ? And would it have surprised you? Well, the theme of this meditation from Luke chapter 2 is being taken by surprise. Being so eager and anxious to break in immediately to tell others the news of something you've learned, to announce to the world what you've encountered. Have you ever felt that way? Well, I hope you take this time of meditation to settle without effort into a time and a place to feel inspired, to become surprised by the voice of God. And as your eyes begin to close now, I want you to center on this place of astonishment. May you kneel in surprised wonder as you encounter the glory of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in awe of this divine moment, listen and respond to Luke chapter 19. As I lead us, answer, Lord God, glory to you in the highest. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. And they shouted, blessed, celebrated, and praised is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord God, glory to you in the highest. And they shouted, peace in heaven. And Lord God, glory to you in the highest. And they shouted, glory, majesty, and splendor in the highest heaven. And Lord God, yes, glory to you in the highest. For a moment longer, abide here in wonderment of the divine presence, your body and soul marveling at the glory of God. Take a moment to collect your thoughts and just take note of how your body responds to being in the presence of God's glory. Is it trembling, or are you afraid to move? Is your heart singing or resting in silence? Your reaction to God is a gift from God. So consider for a moment, how is your soul reacting to his presence? just continue to take note of all of your emotions. Do any of them surprise you? Well, for this next minute, continue in contemplation as you whisper, "Lord God, glory to you in the highest." Scan your body and be aware of emotions that arise. Just center on the most immediate response to the news you hear of the birth of Christ. Your thoughts beginning to blur or swing back and forth. No worries. That's just what the human mind does. But give thanks for the awareness and slowly now begin to center your thoughts back onto the glory of God. Take another minute in awe and wonder as you lift your hands to whisper your centering prayer, "Lord God, glory to you in the highest." Center to in your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Just take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Count them. Be aware of each of them. Allow each breath to remind you of His glory. Each breath is notable. Each breath is honoring. Each breath is magnificent and beautiful. As your thoughts drift, just center once more back on your breathing. I will give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Just lifting your hands, "Lord God, glory to you in the highest." Thank you. Continue now as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Luke chapter 2, verse 14, and we'll begin the New International Version. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom His favor rests. What within this passage were you most grateful to hear? Listen once more and be mindful of how the Holy Spirit is guiding your thoughts. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom His favor rests. What will you hold on to tightest from this second reading? Allow this next minute to be a time of soaking in God's glory. Just let Him surprise you. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New International Reader's Version. Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God, and they said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those He is pleased with on earth." Then the angels left and went into heaven. What within this passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center on the suddenness and surprise of His presence abiding now within you. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen now from the Christian Standard Bible. Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to people He favors." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? How are His voice and presence surprising you? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to His presence. resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to listen for this sudden voice. Only once before had the words of the angels fallen on human ears. The prophet Isaiah saw God's temple opened, and the glory swept over him. The cries of the angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Those words shook the doorposts and thresholds of the temple. But now, in the Gospel of Luke, the same glory surprises the shepherds in Bethlehem. And the same surprise awaits you now also. So for this next minute, join the choir of heaven singing of God's glory. You will one day. So practice now for a moment. Allow the tears to come if they do, your hands to raised, and for this minute, surrender to the surprise of God's glory shining in and through you. Center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to see the world a bit brighter. In the days ahead, you may face moments of routine and the ordinary. Pause then to close your eyes, lift your hands, and practice singing. Just be surprised. But for now, let me pray that you remember to give all glory to God in the highest heaven, for on earth He offers peace to those whom His favor rests. But for now, that you remember to give all glory to God in the highest heaven, for on earth He offers peace to those in whom His favor rests. Now may you give praise to the Holy Son, honor to the Holy Spirit, and glory to the heavenly Holy Father, now and always. Amen.